The next chapter in Baltimore's history began today as Catherine Pugh was sworn in as the city's 50th mayor. The event was marked with pomp and speeches at the War Memorial Building downtown and celebrations in communities throughout the city. We have two reports, beginning with WYPR's Kenneth Burns, who reports that the inauguration ceremony demonstrated Pugh's ability to bring people together.
The inauguration of Catherine Pugh attracted not only a who's who of Baltimore politicians and officials, but a who's who of state leaders as well, Democrat and Republican. That included Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who said he is optimistic about Mayor Pugh's leadership.
And I have no doubt that she will work tirelessly to address the problems facing Baltimore and to revitalize this great city.
Hogan said the two have a shared vision for the city, and he is looking forward to a renewed relationship between the governor's office in Annapolis and the mayor's office at City Hall. Pugh, who is leaving her state Senate office, shared the same sentiments in her inaugural address. In fact, she said she already prepared their first order of business together.
I've already prepared my letter for you to go with me to Washington, D.C., to deliver to the next president of these United States, Trump. Because when he talks about infrastructure needs of an urban environment, I say, that's our city. When he talks about creating jobs and opportunities, I say, that's our city.
The mayor also renewed her pledge to focus on revitalizing neighborhoods as well as focus on downtown development. She praised the accomplishments of her predecessor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, but she also acknowledged that the city still faces some challenges.
We know that people choose cities for two specific reasons. They want great schools and they want low crime rates, and we're committed to doing that.
Malia Cromer, director of the Hughes Politics Center at Goucher College, watched the inauguration. She said the theme of the day was partnership and that the dignitaries in the audience are a testament to Pugh's ability to work across party lines.
When you see Democrats, Republicans, as county executives, the governor and leadership here in the General Assembly, they're excited for Catherine Pugh to take the helm of Baltimore.
Pugh also touched on her roots, growing up in Philadelphia and then coming to Morgan State University. She said everything that she has done has prepared her for this moment. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.
I'm John Lee at the mayor's inaugural.
Go, Kathy, go! Go, Kathy, go!
Mayor Pugh had her own cheering section at her inaugural today. They were cheerleaders with Pugh at Morgan State, class of 1973. They came from around the country back to Baltimore to cheer her on.
So you all went to Morgan State?
Yes.
You came out here to be her cheering section?
Yes.
We cheered together at Morgan as cheerleaders.
And Kathy can do a mean split.
Diane Latta made the trip from Illinois. She says the new mayor won't quit and that she will help the people who need it most.
I love what she said today. Every community in the city of Baltimore should be the best community.
Absolutely.
Wherever it is, whatever the makeup of that community is, each community should be the best. So that's what she's going to fight for.
Mayor Pugh's first stop after her inauguration was a community celebration in South Baltimore. Pugh says later this week, she and her cabinet will hit the street.
We're going to be walking neighborhoods and communities that have been neglected. We're going to be talking to them about their commitment to be make sure that we fix those neighborhoods and communities and that we put resources in those communities.
Tomorrow morning, Pugh will attend her first Board of Estimates meeting as mayor. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.